This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. If you're in the chat room and you did not hear that last interview, I apologize for that. Hopefully you heard it on the radio. And let me know in the chat room if you did, because I think it was a fascinating interview and should be replayed as well. And this hour, we also have another interview that you should be able to hear in the chat room with Jennifer Van Laar. She's over at Red State, Deputy Managing Director. We're going to be talking about something that I've been talking a lot about over the years. I was talking about this last week here with Dave Carter, and we were going back in history. We're going back in time 3 years ago, where even at the beginning of 2020, at the beginning of the election year between President Trump and what would become Joe Biden, we were deeply, deeply concerned about the viability of the vote, whereby you have a series of events that were going to be taken advantage of by the powers that be to determine exactly how the vote was going to turn out. They were caught flat-footed in 2016, the Democrats, and 2020 they were not going to let, as Rahm Emanuel repeated, a crisis go to waste. And exactly what they did was exactly what they needed to do, was find just enough districts, in enough congressional districts, I should say, in enough states to turn the election to their favor. And that's exactly what happened. Keep in mind, and I've mentioned this statistic many, many times over the years since 2020, that think about this for a minute. President Trump lost the election, if you believe he lost the election, by a combined 40,000 votes across five states. And each of those votes, most of them were all within specific districts that were controlled by the Democrats. And so what we're going to be talking about this hour is something that I think is very much a necessary conversation. I said in a speech, I was speaking live to a specific group after the election in 2020. And I haven't spoken since, by the way, on this live. I've just decided to pull out from public speaking on this issue because I believe that you can become a target, an immediate target, and this is not my livelihood. So I have to protect my family in the things that I talk about, my thoughts. But here's this is basically what I stated. I said that there will not be another free and fair election as long as mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, and voter drop boxes where you can drop ballots in are allowed. There will not be another free and fair election. And we can have the discussions about Trump and narcissism and, Biden in his basement and all of that. I'm just saying, as a logistical fact, if you are able to control the votes in a very small handful of congressional districts that can turn swing states, there will not be another free and fair election. And the article that I want to talk with Jennifer Van Laar, she's over at Red State, again, Deputy Managing Director, coming up here after the break, is in regards to an article that was up in Red State pertaining to the need for a Tech Manhattan project to win in 2024 and beyond. The article says, as the 168 members of the RNC assemble in Dana Point, California, to decide the future of the Republican Party for the next 2 years, it's necessary to make a sober assessment of what's been failing us for the past several election cycles, notwithstanding the rantings of Fox News of a geriatric loser who oversaw the utter obliteration of his state party at the hands of the Democrats. The number one job of a political party is to successfully operate the mechanics of electioneering. The mechanics of electioneering. That means, above all, the responsibility of every committee of Republicanism, including the RNC, is to see to it that across the country, more ballots for our candidates end up in the ballot box than for the other guys. And that will not happen unless the grand old party gets serious about its tech deficit and launches a Manhattan project to quickly address it. The article at Red State goes on and states, from 1994, how the Democrats got past us. From 1994's revolution through the early 2000s, the GOP had the best ground game in the business. By 2004, the Phil program, driven by RNC's data warehouse, built the strongest national majority since 1928. What happened after 2004? Big tech. Without going into the history of big tech and how it became powerful, it's important to understand that it did so by developing data collection and data analysis technologies capable of handling data at a scale and complexity several orders of magnitude beyond what we had ever seen before. Out were database tables, and in was the social graph. Out was brand visibility, and in was profile marketing. By 2008, the election rolled around, it was possible, nay standard even, using complex math to construct and data mine a profile representing every single person on Earth, especially you. They can model your behavior, infer your choices, predict your actions, and eventually manipulate your choices for any and every product that they want to sell, including your vote. And in that election year, they did. Big tech freely and openly gave a quantum technological leap to the Obama campaign and Democrats general. Yes, we can. That was just the beginning, folks. We're going to talk about this and how Republicans can maybe fight back with Jennifer Van Laar here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You can make my day, too. Give us a phone call later. We've got three full hours here tonight. And give us a phone call at Realside Radio at 855-732-5563. But before that, I am delighted to have Jennifer Van Laar, RedState.com Deputy Managing Editor, to join us to talk about what we were just talking about, my belief that we cannot win another election unless a significant change in the political infrastructure is made in electioneering. Jennifer, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Great to talk to you about this topic. It's super important.
I think it's one of the most important things. And I said in the last segment that the last speech that I made right after the election in 2020 was that I do not see Republicans winning another national or even statewide election as long as Democrats know how to specifically thread the needle in specific congressional districts in certain swing states. And they have the infrastructure, the technology,
technology and the know-how, including mail-in balloting and everything else, to do just that. You're talking about something more over at Red State, aren't you? Talk about this Manhattan Project, if you will, to change how electioneering is done.
So I'll do the best that I can with this because I am not a tech person, but we had a guest op-ed piece by Jason Belich, who is a very accomplished tech person. But I have used, as far as in California, I've used the tech that we currently have within political consulting when I've done that. And there's a reason, I'm not sure if you've mentioned to the listeners, there is a company here called Political Data Inc. that does a lot of the voter file and targeting data. They even do get out the vote stuff. They do list for mail and all of that within California only. Up until about 2018 or 2020, they were for both parties. Both parties could work with them. And then they suddenly just cut off all Republicans from their service, which was head and shoulders above anything available on the national level for Republicans, because it married in all of this demographic data that you can get from people's Facebook profiles, people's Twitter profiles, Instagram, with all of their other things that we know that Big Brother is keeping track of. PDI has that within their database, and Republicans did have access to it. Now we don't. And so something similar needs to be done. Because we know that the technology is available. We're in California, we have Silicon Valley, Silicon Beach, all of that, and there are hidden Republicans in there. But it needs to be able to be where we can have that robust data, robust targeting, micro-targeting into these districts that the Democrats are able to do.
So, first of all, why were Republicans moved from that equation?
Because Democrats owned it, and they decided that the guy that runs it owns it, is married to the Planned Parenthood head of California.
Okay, that's convenient. So,
right?
So, okay, with that said, you know, one of the things that I read this article, and I'd like to go into some of the specifics on this, but with that said, even with this massive technological, I would say the monopoly that the left now have between the tech titans and coding and such like this, you're saying that it's incredible, or Red State is saying, and the author is saying that it is still incredible that elections are still so close. When you are now, we're now in an era of mail-in balloting, voter harvesting, and drop boxes. And if you are to in any way suggest, have the temerity to suggest that we should lock this down like Ron DeSantis did in Florida, and we saw the results of that in the last election, that you are you are sensibly a racist. Okay. How do you turn the clock back to go back to previous before pandemic electioneering?
Well, that's something that probably we're only going to be able to do once we get more Republicans in office, in the Senate, in the state houses, especially because that's where they control a lot of the voting rules and laws. And unless we get this Manhattan Project going, because elections were still close this year, but we still lost a lot of things that we shouldn't have. Within 2 years, that advantage that the Dems have is going to be so much greater. And on the GOP side, we're so invested in, unfortunately, things that make the consultants a lot of money. Direct mail makes the consultants a lot of money. It's a dinosaur technology. They're still trying to do all of these dumb text messages that I'm sure you, like me, get 10 of a day, asking for your donations or you're a bad Republican. And those are not the ways that you're going to get money or get voters in the long term. It has to be a more peer-to-peer thing, which we don't really have a great option for on our side, but the Dems do. And there need to be ways that people are not just donating through these emails that get caught by all the spam filters or the direct mail that goes in the trash, but which consultants make a ton of money on. We need to go to something that is actually winning for the electorate and not for somebody's pocketbook.
So the crap that we all receive in the mail is technology from 1986. The countless texts that we all throw in the trash or don't respond to are 2006. You know, the Republicans have basically ignored social media. Trump did fairly well with that in 2016. But what has changed since 2016 in regards to understanding how social media, because the algorithms, you and I both know this, and we don't really understand it. I don't know anybody who does, are changing daily. Right. So how do Republicans who, by the way, you mentioned that there are some Republicans in Silicon Valley, but really not a lot. And especially when we're talking about the coders, as we are now seeing demonstrated by Elon Musk taking over Twitter, that they have zero interest in opening the coffers of information technologies to allow the Republicans to understand it and then maximize it. How do we handle that?
Right. So one of the ways we handle it is that it doesn't take as many people as one might think to get this kind of tech project done. And I've talked to Republicans that I know, some that are out and most that are closeted within the tech space, that have all said that generally you need more people, like in business, you need more people, more funds and everything to get things done. But within coding and within building tech infrastructure, the more people you have is actually detrimental to the project. Once you get that core group that you need going, that the more people you have actually slows everything down. And obviously the more people, the more expensive it is. So Jason was actually on another radio show yesterday, and he said $30 to $50 million to get us through 2024, getting this new infrastructure built that has to have some open source parts so it so things can plug in various peer to peer or fundraising or canvassing apps, which should have to plug into this infrastructure and play well with it, so that it's not just one thing like Nation Builder you might have used in the past, like that just got so gummed up because everyone's trying to use this one program that maybe didn't work well for everything.
Jennifer, we've got a commercial coming up here. We stick through the break and discuss a few other things after? Terrific. Find Jennifer Van Laar at redstate.com. She is the deputy managing director, editor, and also a great author. And we'll be right back here after the break. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The attorney for Tyre Nichols' family stands before mourners remembering the 29-year-old allegedly beaten to death by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee. Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump spoke during Nichols' funeral Wednesday.
It is a plea for justice for Tyre Nichols, the human being.
He stood before those gathered and promised to deliver, quote, equal justice for Nichols. Republicans leading the House Judiciary Committee hold a hearing with elected officials speaking for communities at the southern border. One local judge in El Paso, Texas, said that he is not seeing what many other Americans are seeing.
There's no invasion of migrants in our community, nor are there hordes of undocumented immigrants committing crimes against citizens.
At the same time, the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, said border communities are struggling. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Ooh. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Yeah, we do, unfortunately. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He is out doing his civil duty, saving the world from this primordial Marxist ooze that is crossing the United States, starting, unfortunately, in California. And speaking about California, I'm delighted to have with us from redstate.com the deputy managing editor, Jennifer Van Laar. Jennifer, I got to ask you, I know that you were very heavily involved at last week's RNC's election down in Orange County, I think it was, where mm-hmm. they basically voted for the status quo. And while others around the country may be listening to this saying, why should I care about Republicans in California? It's like, looking at fossils at this point. While they may be right, what happens in California does spread across the country. And in many cases, a good, strong Republican party in California can really help the rest of the country. But the base, I thought, last week was going to be pulling the lever for a change. And Harmeet Dillon was that change. But apparently, there seems to be some disdain for the base by Republicans. Am I correct in the fact that they voted for Rona again?
Yeah, you're definitely correct. And while none of them said anything to my face about any disdain, because I spoke to dozens of members there I was there from Tuesday through Friday evening, maybe because some of them probably knew it wouldn't go over very well with me because a number of the committee members recognized me even without a name badge. But some of them told Charlie Kirk to his face, knowing that he's going to publicize it, that they didn't care how the base felt, and they didn't even care how some of the donors felt because they weren't the ones voting on this. And I just found that stunning because, sure, the small dollar donors are definitely going to be going away unless they're all lying about it. But what if the major donors just decide they don't have any confidence in the RNC, and despite all the millions that they say they've spent in data, if you've ever used Campaign Sidekick, it is junk. And if that's what they're counting on to get out the vote in 2024, then, I mean, we just might as well pack it up now.
Yeah. Can you explain Campaign Sidekick?
It's a get out the vote app that the volunteers will put on their phone, or even the campaign workers, and mm-hmm. they're assigned various routes to go to. And they're supposed to, when they go to knock on someone's door, you know, they mark what they, if anyone answered, what their answers to their questions were, that kind of thing. And that's all noted within the database back at the, you know, the headquarters. But what the Dems do is their things might give you different scripts based on very micro-targeted data that you have on the people in that household, things that you can tell are important to them based on all of the things that marketers already collect about people, whether it's like they're really into rescue dogs, or they're really into the environment, or they're really into yoga, just things that you can target your message around, and then would give you suggested lines that you could talk to about these people to help get them out to vote.
Yeah.
And we just go with the same talking points with everybody, and we know that doesn't work.
Jennifer, I got to ask you, I'm a small business owner, basically an entrepreneur since I graduated college, not to age myself, 30 years ago, and I run a business that helps small business owners, and this is what I do for a living, and you know, I've had some relative success in this field. What is it about Washington, especially the political parties and politicians, that rewards failure? It is the only place that I know that you could absolutely fall flat on your face like Rona McDaniel did in November, and you bequeathed or you're given a step up again. Why does this happen continuously on both sides of the aisle?
It's because of how everything is all baked in with each other. They've all scratched each other's backs for so long that, and, you know, obviously McDaniel is a Romney, and that her family's been a part of that for a long time, that they just continue to keep each other there because they don't care if we win or lose. They care that they get paid.
If we lose, if you lose as you run a business,
they get paid.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's about getting paid, and what you're talking about is the consultant class. Right? And they, mm-hmm. they'll charge $300,000, $500,000, millions of dollars in some cases, depending upon the level of a campaign. And I went to leadership school. I understand how it all works. Okay? Morton Blackwell.
Right.
I get it.
Yep, me
but
too.
The fact is that, again, going back to my business background here, if you fail in business, you go bankrupt, you close the doors, you have to lay everybody off, you have to look for a job. And it seems like right. in politics that you fall upwards here.
Right. We need to have something baked into everything where they only get a certain percentage of their, whatever their contract amount is, if you actually win. There has to be some kind of incentive for that. And as a quick example, I was looking at some Campaign Sidekick stuff last night, and that was the RNC's app in 2020 as well. It was just last fall that they came out with a Spanish language version of this app. Can you believe that?
Wait. just... It's 4 or 5 months ago, they decided that, oh, we should have a Spanish version?
Right.
Ugh. I feel
July 29th, 2022.
I feel like the dumbest people in the room have such control over our lives. It scares me so badly, Jennifer. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying when you think about it from that, because these are the people that ostensibly are working for the industrial military complex and making decisions that could lead to World War III.
Yeah, it's terrifying when you think about it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, another question for you. What do we do about George Santos?
there's a whole lot more coming out every day. Holy moly.
What does this end? Does he walk away? And how does that, what does that mean for a Republican seat?
I mean, I don't see how with this cascade that he doesn't eventually just get axed. I mean, you know, I wrote this story on Katie Hill and
yes.
the things that she did. Santos seems to be at least at that level at this
yes.
point. It's not worse. You know,
yeah.
And I don't see how this is sustainable. I don't want to give a seat to the Democrats, but at the same time, maybe we just leave him there and let them hammer him for 2 years. I'm not sure. I'd have to sit down and do a lot of mental calculus on it.
Well, he's removed himself from the committees, which is good, but he is drawing up so much oxygen. Okay, so let me talk from a strategic standpoint, or as Saturday Night Live referred to George W. Bush back in the day, strategery. Okay, what if we allow this guy to remain in Congress, because you ostensibly, unless he committed a felony, which then his history.
Right.
But let him remain, draw the attention, while the Republicans, the Jim Jordans and those guys, actually get real work done and take the heat off of themselves, because you know the media are going to go after them as soon as they start talking about cutting, you know, spending. And let this guy be somewhat.
You took the word out of my mouth.
Okay, so go ahead. What do you think here?
No, I mean, I think that's when I think of the positive side of leaving him in there, that's the big thing that I come up with, is that he's basically drawing the flak so that we can do other things while they're all paying attention to him and they're all just losing their minds every day about him.
Yeah. And justifiably so. The man's a pathological liar. He's a sociopath.
Right.
Okay, and it absolutely is abhorrent to me that he is a Republican. But yes.
No, I don't want to claim him.
I don't want to claim him. He is drawing the flak. I love that. And so, yeah, maybe that's the approach, and maybe McCarthy is looking at it from that standpoint. The question is how long until we start talking about felonious, you know, charges here.
Right, and if it gets to that point, hopefully they're already gaming that out. What happens if he gets felony charges? What do we do then? Because obviously we still have a majority, but who knows who gets into Congress then? Maybe if they keep him in there long enough, then it goes straight to a special election. I'm not sure how New York's laws are on that. What would happen if he?
Well, the Democrat governor will place
right now.
The Democrat governor, I believe, places somebody in, and that is not going to be a Republican. I promise you that.
No, and it'll probably be a very lefty.
Yeah.
Dem.
Yeah, yeah, and like you said, the margin is so. Again, going back to Rona McDaniel. Okay, the margin is so thin right now that even one seat can make a huge difference, especially with several rhinos that remain in Congress, right?
Right, and maybe if they keep them in there long enough, I know in California's laws, if there's so many days before the next election, if it falls within a certain time frame, you do have to have a special. I don't know if that would...
Jennifer, tell everybody where they could find you and your great writings, please.
RedState.com and on Twitter at Jen Danlar.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Wish you the best,
Thank you.
Have to have you back on the down the road. Thank you, Jennifer. And Whiskey Dave here. I'll be right back here after the break. A lot more coming up at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Some Naked Gun, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow night. It is always a pleasure sitting in and talking to you, the great listeners for the Real Side Radio. It is a pleasure because we get to kind of pull it all apart and put it back together again. And if you have anything to say, now's the time. Over the next 75 minutes, lines are open and you can give us a phone call and join the conversation. 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Any topic will be accepted as long as you are interesting. You know, I was just talking with Jennifer Van Laar over from redstate.com about George Santos. And, you know, how do you handle a problem like George? This is a really interesting conundrum And I don't want this conundrum. I don't want Republicans to be dealing with this conundrum. But again, we can take a look at it through the lens of, well, maybe he will be drawing flack so that Republicans can get down to work and do the actual business of running this country and saving this country from the massive hole that is digging itself in the way of $33 trillion in debt that this administration and the Democrats that are supporting this administration and the media that is supporting the Democrats that are supporting this administration all don't seem to care about. But going back to George Santos, this is an interesting thing. You know, the FEC, the Federal Elections Committee, has historically always been thought of as a relatively weak bureaucracy. They do not investigate. We all know of people, and I'm not going to mention any names here tonight, we all know of people that continually run for office. Every 2 years or every 4 years or every 6 years, depending upon the office, they continually run and live on donations, campaign donations. Maybe they've got a strong social media presence. And if you take a look at some of these people, because this FEC regulations, people have to put in their paperwork and submit their expenses, you'll see that a lot of these people, somebody recently running in a certain district south of Los Angeles, no way that he was ever going to win for the last 6 years and 8 years. Every 2 years, you can see that this person is literally living on jack-in-the-box on campaign finance donations. But last week, when we take a look at the George Santos situation, this goes even a little bit further. And last week there was a report that more than a dozen top donors to Representative George Santos's first congressional campaign didn't appear to exist. Donations, they came from people whose names or addresses couldn't be confirmed, and that totaled more than $30,000. And these questionable contributions apparently extends to this last campaign year, his successful year. According to Santos's campaign filings with the FEC Commission, his recent campaign pulled in more than $45,000 from relatives who lived in Queens. This included a mail handler who gave more than $4,000, a painter who donated the maximum of $5,800, and a student who also contributed $5,800. One of Santos's relatives, who was recorded as giving $5,800, says that they did not make any donation to Santos. On Tuesday, a reporter visited the Queens home of this relative, informed that two donations of $2,900 each were listed under this person's name and address in Santos's campaign finance reports. The relative, who was asked not to be identified, said, "I'm dumbfounded." The relative had no idea where the money for these donations came from, and remarked, "It's all news to me." And this person added, "I don't have that money to throw around." Relative's account raises the possibility that money was improperly donated to Santos's most recent campaign, and under federal campaign finance law, it is illegal to make a contribution using a false name or the name of someone else. It's called a contribution in the name of another. Sarah Ghosh, the director of federal campaign finance reform at the Campaign Legal Center, a nonpartisan watchdog, said, "It is something that is explicitly prohibited under federal law." Santos's 2022 campaign filings list his sister, Tiffany, giving more than $5,000. She also ran Rise New York, a political action committee that paid her more than $21,000. When contacted last week, she would not confirm whether she or her relatives made the contributions attributed to them by Santos's campaign. Last month, the Daily Beast reported that New York court records show that Tiffany was facing potential eviction for failure to pay rent. Apparently, these examples include others, suspicious donations, suspicious donations to Santos's 2020 campaign, which he lost by 12 points. Examples include maximum contributions from Victoria and Roger Rigor, who were listed as residing at 45 New Mexico Street in Jackson Township, New Jersey. A search for various databases found no one in the United States named Victoria or Jonathan Rigor. Moreover, that address does not exist according to Google Maps and a resident who lives on that street. One of Santos's New York relatives is named Victoria DeVolder Rigor. There's no record of her living on New Mexico Street, and Santos's recent campaign reported donations made under the name of Victoria DeVolder for $5,800. Santos's 2020 campaign finance report also listed Stephen Berger as a $2,500 donor and noted that he was a retiree who lived on Brandt Road in Brawley, California. But the homeowner who lives at that address, William Brandt, a prominent rancher and Republican donor, said through a spokesperson that he does not know Stephen Berger, nor has Stephen Berger ever lived at the address listed in the FEC filings. And Brandt never contributed to Santos. There are countless other donations. $21,000, $13,000, $44,000. In fact, the questions sparked by contributions to Santos's campaign add to a number of money mysteries, and he has yet to identify the source of over $700,000 he loaned his 2022 campaign. Nor has he explained his curious personal finances in 2020. He declared on his financial disclosure form that he made $55,000 in salary that year working for a company that organized investor conferences. In 2022, his financial disclosure filing stated that he made between $3.5 million and $11.5 million through a company he set up in May of 2021. Okay. Congratulations on making between $3.5 and $11.5. That's quite a range in a company that you just set up. And in another firm he worked for has been accused by the SEC of operating a Ponzi scheme. Santos has not detailed how the firm he created generated so much money for him in such a short time and has repeatedly lied about his career, education, family history, and much more. This is, well, it's actionable, and we're talking about federal crimes. Santos said that he will recuse himself for his committee assignments. Kevin McCarthy placed him on the Small Business and Science Committees. Really, Kevin? Small Business and Science? Until his assorted ethics issues are resolved. And last week, Nancy Marks resigned as Santos's campaign treasurer. She had held this post in 2020 and 2022 efforts, and she has been treasurer for many Republican candidates and political action committees and also struck a curious business deal with Santos in 2021. We are looking at multiple investigations. In fact, we are now looking at local, state, and federal law enforcement investigating Santos's campaign finances. The Justice Department recently told the FEC, Federal Election Committee, to stand down as federal prosecutors pursue criminal investigation of Santos's campaign finance practices. So we are talking felony. And if we are talking felony, that means he is gone. He is out. He's basically going to be kicked out of Congress. And that is going to leave it to the governor of New York to replace him. But you know what? Good riddance. I don't care he's a Republican, and it's a very important seat for McCarthy and the Republicans to pass their agenda. If you are going to be consistent and call out the Democrats for their shenanigans, for their fraud that they have foisted upon the American public with countless spending, with lockdowns, with lies about vaccinations and everything else that we've seen, the culture wars, then you have to stand up and say when somebody that has the same letter as you also needs to be curtailed. This man, he is a pathological liar. He is a sociopath. And he does not deserve anywhere near the halls of Congress. Anywhere near the halls of any political office. This man needs intensive therapy, and he needs to go away. And maybe going away means spending a little bit of time behind bars. problem is, a lot of people do what he does. Needs to be changed. Whiskey Dave in the chair. I'll be back after the break, the third and final hour, at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.